Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get in where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the British Isles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving up, see lunch and Buffy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now that's secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for lust on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and always giving you nothing but the hottest interviews on Lush Radio Online, supporting music to the finest, baby. So today, we got the one, the only, your girl, Bola, the Black Betty Boop, live in the building, the first lady of Grand Hustle in the building, and she's going to be telling us some real deal about, you know, her new music every day with Young L.A. and more about her being the diva that she is, live on Lush Radio Online. You can call in at 347-826-7722. We want to thank all our sponsors, Strictly Bought One, along with Diverse Media Group, LLC, MNS Media, and many, many more. So you already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Log on. Let's give you that crack, baby. You already know what it is. We're going to the phone lines. What's cracking, lady?
What's going on? How are you?
Ain't nothing much, girl. I'm digging in the scene on a gangster lean, boo-boo.
What'd you say?
I said I'm digging in the scene on a gangster lean, boo-boo.
Right.
I got to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio Online class, girl, because we love the divas.
Right. Appreciate it. Appreciate that love. All day.
That's what's up, Bola. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, Bola, I want you to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, get some shout-outs real quick.
You already know. You know, it's your girl, Bola, a.k.a. the Black Betty Boop. Shouting out to, of course, Boss Tyke. You know, we making this thing happen, coming to a city near you. We all over the A promoting this single. Appreciate the love and the support, man. Good.
That's what's up, man. So, and you definitely are doing some big things right now, man. Bola, man, you know, where did you get the Black Betty Boop from? Tell us about that. You like Betty Boop?
Yes. Well, I've been told a little bit that I look like her a little bit, you know, with the eyes and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I hail from a group, Ecstasy or whatever, and right now I'm doing my own thing to, you know, to make things better for that situation. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I felt like the world needed to know me,
mm-hmm.
me, of course. So Betty Boop really just, you know, fit me the best as far as in personality, being really flirty or whatever, and then it stops there. Yeah, but, you know, that's where Betty Boop came from, you know, so I felt like I needed to, and she kind of, like, brings me out of my shell also, like, because I'm a shy person, kind of, you know, and I'm going to go hard with her and really portray her all the way. That is me.
And that's what's up, Diva. You go, girl. And speaking of ecstasy, you know, which was your childhood group, you know,
yeah.
with your childhood friend Sunshine, you
mm-hmm.
know, and you guys, you know, first, you know, came up to, you know, T.I. and everything, you know, in regards to being in the Grand Hustle family. You know, how was that experience when you guys, you know, first attempted that and then you stepping out into your own movement?
Well, you know, that was fun days, I must say. Like, we really had fun those days, and a lot of things has changed just because, you know, of course, T.I.'s stature or whatever. But,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, he's still a very real person, and I think he needs everyone around him to be grounded. And a lot of things are overwhelming that I see, like, when he's in arenas and stuff, all the people and, you know, the TV, all, you know, it can be overwhelming sometimes, but it just gives me drive to do it even more because I've seen him come from nothing, so I know that's exactly what I'm going for. You know, I'm going for the big one. So, you know, those days, I could say they were fun, you know. We grinded harder, you know, so now I had to come back to, you know, to the formula, to the first formula, and that's getting out here, you know, like we used to do and really put your music out here so these people can feel you, you know.
That's definitely some real talk. I had this question that somebody was asking me, because Bola is a Nigerian name, you know. I don't know if it's a Nigerian name, and I'm Nigerian, so I just had this question. Where did you, is Bola, are you African Nigerian by chance?
Yes, I am. Yeah, most of my family is Nigerian. Yes, I am all the way Nigerian.
Nigerian, the building now.
That is good. That is great. I love to see you doing stuff too, right?
That's what's up, man. You know what? I knew it. I said, Bola, I said, I know she's Nigerian. I'm going to ask this girl this question. I said, that's what's up. I'm glad to see a female from Nigeria definitely, you know what I'm saying, representing hard like you doing for real. And I support you 100%, boo-boo, for real. You know what I'm
saying?
Thank
you. I support you back all the way.
For real, man. And, you know, I mean, dealing with you know, with the status of Grand Hustle and everything like that, do you feel like, you know, as being the first lady, because, you know, it's been a lot of, you know, spotlight on the men in Grand Hustle. So being the first lady, do you feel like that's a lot of pressure on you?
Yeah, well, no, it's not as first lady. I think the most pressure sometimes can just be where I came from. You know, I used to always be on stage with another member with my right-hand man, so I'm always like, ugh. But, you know, I'm definitely just ready to conquer the world. So, like, I'm ready. And, you know, first lady is not, it's not too much pressure. I think all the pressure really was, I think I have enough pressure just being a Grand Hustle artist, period. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody think Grand Hustle, they like, okay, tip fool with her. Like, she got to be coming with something. So that's enough pressure.
That's real talk. And, you know, being around all these men in there, how does it change your outlook on, you know, just in regards to the grind of Grand Hustle and just the whole industry itself?
Much stronger. I know that you got to have strength to be able to get through a lot of the stuff that, you know, I've seen, went through, and all that type stuff. So that strength is what I got to keep right next to me, tough skin, ready.
And that's real talk. You know, I'm going to have to call all the Nigerian cats that definitely, like, buy all your albums and stuff now. You know,
yes.
We got to call up that Nigerian cat. Buy them albums up, for real.
People, I'm bringing something different to the table. Like, people ain't really, you know, fooling what I got going on here. You know, I've been all across the world, across the country, Germany, Nigeria, you know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I'm taking my music there to everywhere. Like,
And how has it been, you know, traveling to London and Germany and a different feel from, you know, the audience overseas and the audience out here in the United States?
I know they're going to hate this in the U.S., but they're definitely more supportive. But, you know, they are, you know.
Not a super.
Yeah, they are. They support, you know, and, of course, in Nigeria, they support Tuff mainly because, you know, I am Nigerian, so they embracing me all the way. In Germany, London, they really do support because they kind of appreciate it, appreciate music and appreciate the artists, that what we bring to them.
That's definitely right. That's some real talk right there, for real. Mm-hmm. We got a caller on the line. It looks like one of my here. Peace Street Queen, Felicia Sabri. You're live on the line with Bola, the first lady of Grand Hustle. What's cracking?
That's what it is. Peace Queens, how y'all doing?
Good.
I'm so excited to be on the line because I just love hearing about new females coming in the game, just smashing it. Like, there's not a lot of female MC. You know what I mean? It feels so good. But I just need to know, how do you feel about the game as far as female MCs right now?
Well, I do music for most different reasons than what I think, you know, some female MCs might.
Yeah.
I do music, you know, because I want people to feel me and relate to me, not just, you know, a bunch of air or a bunch of just, you know, oh, yeah, we're just going to make this little image, you know. Me,
yeah.
It's real deep, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
Right now I feel like it's up to me to, you know, to bring something different to the game because, you know, there's already a Little Kim. You know, we don't need another one, you know. We need
exactly.
Different type of, you know, females, and it's going to make it more open doors for a lot of different artists to come up. So, like, that's all that I'm concerned about doing is giving something different so that people can know, okay, yeah, I can do this. I can be a real female. I don't have to be, you know, talking about sex, so I don't have to be, you know, doing all that just to get
exactly.
on. You know, I'm trying to prove that, you know, this is the way to do it.
That's for real.
Yeah.
So will you consider yourself, like, you're more lyrical, right?
Yes, I am. And I'm more lyrical, but, you know, I just talk about a lot of different things, and you're not just going to hear me just, you know, trying to cater to one, you know. And that can be a gift and a curse sometimes because I have to, you know, as far as a marketing scheme and really getting out there, I have to be with, you know, possess one great thing. But, like, I'm so versatile. Like, I talk about life, like, period, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to feel me on my music.
That's what's up. That's
why I do. So you're based out of Atlanta, right?
Yep, A-Town.
I'm from Boston, but I just moved out here to the DMV. But I know, like, I heard, like, it's real popping down there in Atlanta. Like, y'all really doing your thing when it comes to the music industry in Atlanta. Is that true?
Right. Yeah,
it's true,
you know, but it's true. But it can be harder, you know, just because so many artists, so much going on. But, like, I love this place to death. Like, I wouldn't change it for nothing. If I moved anywhere, it would be, like, Miami or something. But, like, I don't even know if I would move there. Like, that's how much I love Atlanta.
Oh, that's what's up. ATL
yeah.
love in the building.
That's what's up, man. That's real tough. For real, that's what's up, man. I'm definitely proud of Bola and everything that she's doing. And you got this hot song called, you know what I'm saying, Every Day, man. So I mean, tell us about that, man. I mean, I seen the video, the YouTube joint, and I posted it up on the main page. So you know what I'm saying? I see you styling and everything. You got Young LA, you know, and y'all know Young LA from Ain't I? So you know, tell us about that, girl.
Well, that basically came along. Like I said, we're like at Grand Hustle, we're like a real close-knit family or whatever. So, like, we're always recording. Like, we have, like, these lock-ins in the studio where all of us are able to do music with each other, and that's how that song came along. We kind of both had the same idea and was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it together or whatever. Then he was like, well, take the song, you know, and take it to the next level. Whatever. It was his song at first, and then, you know, it became mine. So that's what it is. I need y'all to keep supporting the video and all that good stuff.
That's what's up, man. We definitely going to send more people to come over there and view the video and support you, Bola. I'm telling you, girl, you done started a stampede now. You done started a forest fire. You better watch out now.
Right. Watch out now. It's okay.
For real. Live on Let's Radio Online with your girl, Bola, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get y'all every day in a few seconds. We got another caller live on the line, man. You're live with the first lady of Grand Hustle, Bola, baby. You know what I'm saying? The Black Betty Boop. You already know what it is, man. We're going to bring this caller in from the DMV. Caller from the DMV. I know this my man Cartier live in the building. What's cracking, my dude?
Yo, this DJ Lady Blaze calling in, huh?
Oh, what's up? This is my sister right here, DJ Lady Blaze, representing for the Alliance live in the building. What's up, sis?
Ain't nothing, man, yo. I just had to come through real quick and shout you out for your nomination, man. Congratulations.
That's what's up. I appreciate that, man. If y'all don't know, I got nominated. My show got nominated. So, you know, I'm feeling a little giggly inside real quick.
Yes, that's great. Congratulations over here, too, man. More power.
That's what's up, man. And that we definitely need unity amongst, you know, supporting sisters and everything like that, man. And, you know, DJ Lady Blaze is a hot female DJ and everything, man. And,
she got the record. She got the
MVP.
We got.
Oh, I don't
she
might have it. She
probably. You gotta get it to me. I don't have it.
Oh man, we gotta get that to you ASAP. You know.
I'm gonna fly that into her. I'm gonna fly that into her in a few minutes after the show. I'm gonna fly that right in her inbox, man. Along with the pictures I'm supposed to send her.
Appreciate it though.
For real,
it's
man.
It's hard working. It's all good.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
You keep doing your thing, Bola.
Thank you.
Because the Fleet DJs, I'm a part of the Fleet DJs, and
oh.
I know they've been doing some, you know, blasts on you.
Mm-hmm.
I did see the blast, but I ain't getting the songs for some reason, so.
Yeah. You'll have it soon. Thank you. Shouts out to the Fleet DJs and you, man. Appreciate it.
I love you, sis. That's what's up, man. You know what? You make my heart feel so warm inside. For real.
Right,
I know, man.
Make,
you...
sure, make sure you send them pictures, too, man.
What's up?
Right.
I got you. I got you, man.
All right.
We gonna go ahead and give the people what they want. We going to give them Bola featuring Young L.A. You know what I'm saying? The Black Betty Boop. Boop, boop, boop. Wow. You already know what it is, man. Live in the building. You know what I'm saying? She might even make Betty Boop look a little bit sexier. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm the black one, you know. I had a birthday cake with her face on it, but she was black. And I was like, oh, man, she looks black.
That's what's up, man. We about to give y'all people what y'all want, and we're going to play that for y'all, but we're going to let the one and only, the flyest diva of them all, Miss Bola, introduce this joint for us.
Hey, what's happening? It's your girl, Bola, the Black Betty Boop, First Lady of Ground Hustle, repping all day, boss type, cutie, what's good? This is the new single, Every Day, featuring my homie, Young L.A. Let's get it.
That's what's up. We're going to play this, and we'll be back with your girl, Bola.
Yeah.
First Lady of Ground Hustle, Bola. Ah! Featuring Young L.A. Ah! This joint is called Every Day.
MySpace.com/Bola's music page. Going down, Grand Hustle, Boss Kite. We're fooling with the Fleet DJs the long way. Let's get it. DJ, DJ, so fluent. Let's go.
Shopping every day. Money every day. Shopping every day. Pocket of a whopper. Shopping every day.
DJ Nice, no time by.
DJ 3, 2, 1.
Every day.
soldier. This perfume smell the odor. The money I track will put your pockets in the coma. That loud pack aroma, straight post up in the corner. The haters watching me from Riverdale to Lithonia. A grand hustle member, I pick up or deliver. That Aquafina flow, I'm talking more than season river. Linux small shopper, transformer popper. Shop open up and close like a high school locker. A lot of Gucci this and a lot of Louis that. True religions on my back, got that Coogi on the rack. I'm bad as hell, shop every day. I'm with Leland and we in and out of soul. Smoking droll, we be
coolin' every day, ballin' every day. Demon market hopping, I be shopping every day. Money every day, guapin' every day. Pocket double whopper, they be slappy every day.
Y'all already know the Black Betty Boop.
Every day. Shopping Neiman, but I did that yesterday. Beat it for the Dakey, I'ma blow it anyway. Living my own true religion, that's like every day. Black boy, white boy, swag too, that's just how we play. And we love our vegetables, broccoli every day. Pocket double whopper, they be sloppy every day. All these camera flashing paparazzis every day. Push up in my blood, that's like every day. Do it be tomorrow like I didn't do that today. Push up in my plan, I say that's like every day. Do it be tomorrow like I didn't do that today. Coolin' every day, ballin' every day. Demon market hoppin', I be shopping every day. Money every day, guapin' every day. Pocket double whopper, they be sloppy every day.
DJ Pro Fluent,
let's go.
Yeah, you already know, man, your girl Bola. You know what I'm saying? Every day with your man Young L.A., Grand Hustle's first late day in the building. Live on Lush Radio Online, man. The phone lines is going to hell. I'm feeling crazy right now. Yeah, Bola.
That energy. Lord, I'm loving it. You get me. Go do something.
Yo, Bola, man, you got. Let me go on there and do a couple of drops on the mixtape next time, girl.
Yeah, I got to. That MG is what is needed.
Yo, shout out to MNS, my man Ernest out there media. You know what I'm saying, doing this 1-2. You already know what it is. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And we're going to go ahead and bring... What you say, sweetie?
I said, I see why you got nominated, you know. Thanks.
Girl, I just be trying to show the love. We got a caller from the 561. This sounds like my girl down in Florida, my girl DJ Samoa. Is that my girl? What's crack?
Huh?
Caller from the 561.
What's good?
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm mistaken. I'm sorry. Caller, let me stop guessing phone number.
All right.
Caller from the 561. You're live on Lush Radio Online with your girl, Bola, and your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Let us know what your name is and where you're calling from, boo. 561?
Where is it?
Oh, I guess they bundled. I guess they just want to listen. I guess they were scared. But.
It's scared. Call back
561. Don't be scared now. Caller from the 202, the DMV, what's crackin' lacking? You're live with Bola, the first lady of Grand Hustle, along with your girl, Leslie Les. Tell us what your name is and where you're calling from.
Jit. It's your boy, Monty Swag.
What up? What's up, Monty Swag? What's cracking?
What's poppin'? It's your bro on the phone.
What up, bro Ham? What's up with you?
Let's get it in, man. What we doing, the battle, the freestyle cypher?
Nah, you're live with Bola. You know, guess what? Bola is from Nigeria also, man. But she rubbing it, you know what I'm saying, the ATL, and she signed the Grand Hustle. She's the first lady of Grand Hustle. You want to ask her some questions, bro?
Yeah, so that meant her pocket's extra sloppy double cheese.
What that mean? She got extra money in her pocket? What that mean?
That's that Offset swag. She know about her boy Leland Austin.
All right.
From L.A.
Oh, yeah, all day, man. We do this every day, real life.
Hold on.
You got some questions to ask?
Yeah, what it do out there in the A?
Well, you know, it's going good out here. You know, they got the awards coming up, the hip-hop awards, so it's about to get cracking out here.
No doubt. I might have to shoot out there for that.
You got the record?
Nah, I don't got it. I need that.
I'm going to slide in.
What's going on?
Man, I'm going to fly. Everybody that wants that record, man, I'm going to fly them in early. Early. It ain't no game out here. I'm going to fly them in.
D5s, you know what I mean? Let's get it. I'm trying to land on the Clearport.
Well, you crazy as I don't know what, man. You was wild, man.
You calling, though, man.
Thanks for calling, bro.
No doubt. Check
that's,
out later.
That's what's all up. Right. My brother's off the hook, man. Yeah. Bowler, you know, being in the game, man, you know, there's ups and downs in the game. What do you feel is your hardest adversity that you feel you had to face this, you know, dealing with the industry itself?
I guess I don't really think nothing, you know, it's like, oh, it's hard that I ain't had to, you know, conquer already. I guess it's just about, you know, keeping this thing, keeping myself excited with it. That's why I'm so, you know, amped, you know, about your energy because, you know, I got to keep myself excited. I've been doing it for a minute and, you know, this is the time that I have to introduce everybody to me. So, you know, I gotta get the excitement up, stay hard working, you know. There can be, you know, a lot of obstacles as far as people taking you seriously about what you do and stuff like that. So, you know, it's always obstacles, you know, trying to juggle life and trying to be, you know, an artist at the same time. I actually was in college for a minute. That was hard, you know, trying
wow.
to, you know, decide on, you know, what I wanted to do. So, you know, I just feel like I can overcome, like, a lot. Based on what I've been through, you know, so I'm ready.
That's what's up. And tell us more about Boss Tide. Is it Boss Tide?
I just joined forces, you know, with Boss Tide, because like I said, me, you know, coming out, introducing my, you know, the world to Betty Boop. You know, I felt like I needed, you know, to branch out. That's how it is, period. You know, if you don't know, at Grand Hustle, it's like millions of artists. So, you know, you got to make yourself a priority and really, you know, it's nothing wrong with branching out and doing your own thing. So that's what we've been doing. Me and Poe, we've been out here conquering the world, you know, coming to a city near you, you know, doing tour and small promo tour I've been doing right now. And just really, I want everybody to see me, you know what I'm saying? So the visual is very important right now. So we've been doing it. One big thing.
I seen a quote, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, you know, you were saying that, you know, it's crazy, you know, what you've seen some women do, you know, and just, you know, dealing in the industry, like, you know, just seeing how some women go, you know, so far to do certain things to get where they need to be. You know, I mean, is it hard kind of like getting classified, you know, with all the other quote unquote, you know, female MCs? Females that, you know, they classify as like, you know, video vixens or the models turned into rappers, you know. Is it hard getting away from that, you know? Are you prejudged?
It ain't hard getting away from it at all because a lot of people know what it is. Like, for the people who do know me, and if you do just meet me, you'll know that I possess none of those type of characteristics. I'm not really with that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, come from another, like, you know, it's no offense to anyone who wants to do other things, but, you know, like I said, I take this so seriously, so
you know, I ain't never had that type of problem, though. You know, I've always been, you know, labeled as, you know, the stay-down, loyal person, you know, and I'm going to, you're going to listen to my music and you're going to, you know, feel me from what I, that's why I do music. So, like, I ain't got to, you know, separate myself from none of that because I don't even carry myself like that. I carry myself like a boss, you know, very, you know, got the classiness to it, you know, but still sexy and, you know. And
girl,
know,
I see you. I seen your evil walk. Watch out now. Watch out now. Hey. one of these clothing lines better go ahead and step their game up and need to step up the bowler because it ain't no game. That girl can walk the walk, pimping.
Right.
You already know what it is.
Right.
And she can ride. She can grab a mic and light it up. You already know what it is, man. For real.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, that's why I'm here. So, like I said, so more of us can get into this thing, you know. And I'm finna hop, you know, get going right now. I got to hop on this flight to go. So, I appreciate
that's what's
all
up.
The love.
And before you leave real quick, Bola, can you give us a quick shout-out on Lush Radio Live real quick?
Yes, man. It's your girl, Bola, a.k.a. the Black Betty Boop, First Lady of Grand Hustle representing. Giving a big shout-out to Lush Radio, you already know. Much love all day. Grand Hustle Boss type. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. And I'm sorry, I know you got to go, but what's the Twitter? Because I know you can't give us everything, but what's the Twitter link? Or my Twitter?
Right, y'all hit me up on my Twitter. You know, I Twitter. It's Bola Betty Boop, BolaBettyBoop. Bola Betty Boop. Hit me up.
That's what's up, man. How you, girl?
Go
ahead and catch
too.
What'd you say, baby?
Everybody who needs the record, hit me up. I'll send it to you, you know?
That's what's up, man. And definitely, we love you. We support you, girl. And
Thank you
keep doing your thing, man.
All right. You too. Thanks. Lush.
No problem. Be safe.
Yeah.
That's
you
what's
too.
Up, man. Bola was live in the building. She got to catch a flight, man. We can't let her miss the flight. But we do thank her for coming through and showing us that love, man. And we do got a caller from the 707. What's cracking, caller?
What's up, Lushy Lush? It's DJ Marcus T from Radio Baby. I missed her, huh?
She just jumped off and stuff. She said she had to get.
I don't know if you covered this.
I don't know if she Bola. I don't know if she's still around because I know she said she had to jump on the flight. Bola,
yeah,
you there?
I'm still right here. I ain't hung up yet. I need him to get the record.
Okay. go ahead, Marcus T. Go ahead and ask her the question real quick before she got to catch a flight.
What up?
Hey, Bola. I'm an old school DJ out here in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to old school jams and I had a question for you. What
okay.
old school female kind of inspired you?
Big fans of Salt and Pepper.
Okay, that's
yeah.
What's up.
Yeah, big fans because they remind me of myself. I remind myself
okay.
of them, whatever.
Oh, well, I'm going to try to rep you. I don't get a lot of calls for the new school music and what I do. I'm old school, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
if they need it, I'm going to hit you up.
I love old school, man. I love old school. They laid the groundwork, so it's whatever. We gonna get that record to you too, and I'ma holla at y'all.
Big up to
love.
You. Big up to you, and big up to Lushy Lush.
That's what's up, man. Love you, Bola. I don't want her to miss her flight. But Marcus, I'm glad that you was able to come through, man. You know I got nothing but love for you, homie.
It's all good, baby. I slipped out. You know I'm at the workhouse still.
I know, but before you get off though, man, I want you to go ahead and get that plug in, man. I'ma tell y'all, all y'all people listening in, you know, shout out to Bola, Grand Hustle, First Lady, you know what I'm saying, Young LA, TIA, everybody, man, you already know what it is. But yo, my man got one of the hottest, craziest shows late night, yo, on the East Coast side. On East Coast, but he's on Pacific side. Your man is wow, I love his show, yo. He's one of my favorites. Yo, holla at this man. Go ahead and put your plug in, boo.
Yeah. It's Wednesday night, 9 PM. Sorry, 8 PM Pacific Standard Time. It's Hush Radio. Y'all know about Lush Radio, but ours is Hush Radio. And man, thank you, Lush, for coming through last week and talking about our sex thing. Man, we ran almost 2 hours on a 1-hour show with you. You crazy.
Yo, we had mad fun. I ain't gonna lie, yo, man, Marcus T is just great. But Marcus T's faking because he was part of a group back in the day that y'all might remember. So go ahead and give him what's up and let him know.
Okay, well, with my I'm trying to play Bruce Wayne right now, but I'll let y'all know about my Batman, Timex Social Club back in the day. Yeah, wrote that song called Rumors, if y'all remember it.
Look at all these fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. Step your game up.
Still out here blowing up the spot, doing my thing out here in Cali. Ain't never left.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely glad you could come through, man. And, you know, I was glad to have her. She's very cordial, sweet young lady. And I was honored to have her on the show, you know what I'm saying? Because it's hard because, you know, you see all these men that's coming out there, and, you know, it's coming from a whole strong point of a lot of these strengths coming out from Grand Hustle. And to see this young lady kicking in the doors and holding her own, you know, I'm really proud of her. And plus, she from my country. She Nigerian. So, you know, I got support her. And she's a queen, so I got some support her 100%. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Hey, that
and it's
cool
nice to see, like,
out.
A female
yeah.
getting signed.
For
like,
real.
That's dope. We need more female rappers getting signed.
For real, definitely, you know, but the politics, but I'm just glad that she was able to kick the door down, for real, because,
mm-hmm. You know how many girls probably try to get signed to Grand Hustle, but, you know what I'm saying, obviously they chose her for a reason, and I hope she outshines, you know, a lot of female rappers, because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, T.I.'s label, like, that's love right there, like, you know, he's solidified in the game right now. So for her to be on that label and to see his other artists emerge and do good and have a few hit records, you know, I hope that hopefully, you know, she'll come out, her record will be a smash. I personally like it. You know, definitely got a southern feel to it. I'm from the north, but, you know what I'm saying, I like rocking to that type of music. So I definitely see them going crazy down there and it definitely escalating up here. Definitely.
Definitely, man. And she already going to Africa and everything and going to Germany. Man, they going to buy them joints like hotcakes, man. For real. She might be that one woman that might be that leader that everybody might support and push and then open up the doors for new people. Who knows?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I know I don't want to quote, but, I mean, Nicki Minaj got a buzz, and she's, like, the only female rapper with a buzz, but, like, her whole, like, season, like, how she's coming at the game is, like, okay, she got a few bars, but it's more, like, sex sells. Like, honestly, I interviewed Nicki Minaj, and she wasn't that thick. Now I'm looking, I'm like, did she get a butt injection? Like, sorry, Nicki, but I'm just going to put it out there like that. Like, I seen you in person. I interviewed you. You was tiny shoes, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, damn, either she's just eating real, real good on tour, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me if it's real, but I'm just like, is that really what it is to get in the game? Butt injections or a bald head? You know what I mean? I don't know anymore.
I don't know. Marcus, he's been in the game for a minute. What's up, Marcus? What you think about that?
Female MCs, as far as body types?
Yeah, she was saying that she feels like it's more like you have to have a booty and all that to get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
But she's more selling
sex. Right, right. Back in the day, it wasn't so much that, but nowadays it seems to be. I mean, since the inception of Little Kim, it's all about, you know, sex. So you can really kind of look at any of the female MCs that have come out in the last maybe decade, and they all got it, you know, from the way they dress to their lyrics. It's all sexual. It shouldn't be that way, but it's just marketed that way.
But
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
I think the whole thing with like even if you watch the video, she has like almost like a diva to her, yet, you know, classy, not trashy. She's covered up. It's like, you know, it's not ridiculous like some people I've seen out here in the game. So
yeah, she looks sexy. She's a young woman. Obviously, she's gonna wear something sexy, but you don't have to overdo it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm definitely proud of her, and I wish her nothing but success, man. And y'all need to definitely check out the Marcus T show, man, because Hush Radio,
Hush Radio,
you got Lush, but you got Hush over there.
Well, Well, you know my other one, right?
Nah, tell them the other one.
The other one is Rumor Radio.
Oh, okay.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's where we talk about everything from the group, full group, Timing Social Club. Man, it's going to be crazy this weekend because I have an exclusive interview. I don't know if y'all remember our joint called Thinking About Your Girl.
Think About Your Girl?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it about?
It's been sampled. It's been sampled by Club Nouveau, Master P, Diddy. Everybody sampled that joint. Anyway, I got the female that the song was written about. She's going to be on the show. She has never done an interview before in her life.
Wow. That's going to be hot.
That's this weekend. Yeah, that's what's up. Exclusive. I've been knowing this girl for years, and she's never blessed the mic. So this is going to be something.
And when we gonna get? Cause you know I'm all into that old school stuff. So you know we done had Chubb Rock on here. We done had Teddy Ted, Master Ace. We done had freaking
special.
When we gonna have the Coach Club live in the building, talking about look at all these boomers. When we gonna get them?
Girl, I'm down, but I'm saying you had Chubb Rock.
Yeah, man. Hold on. I don't think you heard the Chubb Rock. Let me give you the Chubb Rock drop.
I just got with you like 2 weeks ago, but yo, I need Chubb. I want Chubb.
Let me give you the Chubb Rock drop right here. Let me get
that.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Come on now.
Lush,
yo, this
you,
is my dude right
queen.
Here.
You are the queen, girl.
Come on now.
Yo, I'm gonna holler at you. I need Richard Simpson's information.
How you find out people go like that, dog?
Hey, you still on the album way before I just dropped it. You put his name in the song. You put his government in the song way before I just dropped it.
I know, but I mean. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna see what's cracking. I'm gonna see what's up with him because
I need him on my show. Because
you know he just started his own radio show up in New York and stuff. And he just dropped that thing with Wordsmith. So I'm gonna holler at him and see what's cracking.
Please do, and I'll hit you up on the private side, and we'll you know.
I'm looking for that
brother for about a year, so man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And we got a caller from the 561.
What's going on with you, DJ Swan the line? Finally.
What's up, man? You miss what's her name, man? You miss Bowler, man. What's up with you, girl? I told you come. You know I'm gonna beat you up.
I be on the grizzle, man. I was trying to finish my work, but I'm constantly on the grind 24/8, and I was trying to make it in, but I was like, dang. But I'm checking in, though. I did check in, though.
Well, I'm glad that you did check in, you know what I'm saying, once I blew more. You know, it's like pulling tooth and nails to get DJ Samoa on the show. You understand what I'm saying? This girl grinds so hard. You know, she grind for all of us.
You know what I'm saying? Especially for the divas, the female hustlers. You know what I'm saying? Gotta hold it down for the divas. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. DJ Samoa has, like, one of the hottest independent radio stations, radio shows online, and she does college radio, and my girl is getting it in, grinding all day, every day, giving you hot mixtapes. If you didn't cop the mixtape she got a hot mixtape with MC Light. You need to cop that. Support my sister and her movement. You already know what it is, and she on Twitter and all that. So, you know what I'm saying? She
Stay
doing her
Twitter. Stay on the Twitter.
Go ahead and get him that plug in, girl.
Yes, you definitely got to follow your girl, twitter.com/realurbanent, realurbanent.neen.com, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and join that, and, you know, so you can follow the movement, the urban entertainmentness, you know. You know, I had to, you know, plug the real urban entertainmentness on.
What's up, man? And I got to definitely fly you in Bowler's joint, you know what I'm saying, every day. And if y'all don't got it, man, y'all need to hit me up, man. Because for my DJs that I rock with, I will be emailing you that joint in your email. But if you want interviews with Bowler, you need to holler at mnsmedia@gmail.com and tell them, you know what I'm saying, Lush sent you. You heard Bowler on the joint. And, you know, holler at him. Holler at Ernest. His name is Ernest. Holler at him. And tell him you want that interview with Bowler. mnsmedia@gmail.com. You already know what it is, man.
All right, no, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, getting it cracking. And I got nothing but love for y'all, man, you know. And we definitely giving y'all nothing but new music. You know, yesterday we had your boy from Slip and Slide, Swayze. We had Swayze Baby on the other day and everything, you know. But you already know, man, we not giving y'all nothing but, you know, hotness.
It's but you know us- you gotta put T Pleasure in the mix though. You know what I'm saying? I think he lacking a little T Pleasureness. I gotta hit you with that new one with him and Swayze Baby.
Oh, you need to go ahead and send me that joint then, man. That stuff should be in my inbox, man.
Okay, that means I'm slacking, my bad. You know, I'm running here, running now. My bad, you put me on the spot there. You will have that.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, since we got all three of y'all on the line real quick, right, since we do New Music Friday and we play new music from independent artists, I'm going to let y'all just, you know, check out this one new artist stuff and let me know how y'all feel about this one joint real quick. Let me know how you feel about it since I got some more on the line and I got my man T, even though he's sneaking around and everything. Your man, stick him on the job. But we're going to play this drum. It's from Calcutta. He's from the Chi-Town, and it's featuring Will from Day 26. Let me know what y'all think about it. Should we make it or break it real quick? You know what I'm saying? Even though we say this for Friday, but we're doing a special one today since we got people. Yeah. All
right.
Chicken, but baby girl, I got it. My chain don't freeze and my ring don't freeze. What I care about spending a couple G's? Tonight it's about you, so it's all on me. All red, old school, I'm a damn fool. Top drop, air on, I'm a damn fool. But when I wanna ride, waves jet see door. Shorty shoots thing, bottom top speed through. Third leg gets out, cause I love it wet. CAC technique, keep her coming back. That south's not soft, man, look it up. She called me not you when she on the world.
But I ain't trying to put a ring on it. Got a few bills, I can spend a couple G's on it. It's all about you, girl, it's all about you. It's all about you, darling, it's all about you.
To mention, par in the Hell's Kitchen. No chance fat, but it might cause addiction. In your speakers like Carrie Hilson and Gene. About to bust out like Addicts minus the morphine. Know you like it, girl, go on here, come clean. Land my money up, stretch longer than limousines. You're the plan, my set, no alteration. Have a good night, man, no altercation. Cause I hurry, excel when you need heat. Cook a work all night, gets no sleep. Calcutta on the track, that's dope sound. Make you wanna do a line, she bite down.
But I ain't tryna put a ring on it. Got a few bills, I can spend a couple G's on it. All about you.
You know, it only take us a couple of minutes to listen to a song to determine if it's hot or not. You already know what it is, man. So, DJ Samore, what you think about that? Samore.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what you think about that?
I'm going to say when you send me Bowler Joint, go ahead and send that, add that to, go, let's go ahead and make that right there, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we get it, internet radio, college radio is what break these records. Go ahead and, yeah, we need to go ahead and make that right there. I like that. It's real catchy. Yeah, it's popping. Definitely popping. We'll pop down here in the South, too.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and send you that, man. I'm going to go ahead and fly you that in real quick, you know what I'm saying? And we got a caller from the block number also. I think it's Renacizi. I'm not sure, is it?
Oh, okay, let's see.
It's all about you. Yeah.
Who's up, Renacizi? We got DJ Samora Folly on the line.
How you ladies doing? DJ Samora, what's up? What's up?
You know, I'm going to be hollering at you, but you know, I'm on the Grizzle 24-8. You know how I do it.
All day, straight up. Real recognized, real, you know.
Hey, you know, Mark, he was just on here just a few minutes ago sneaking outside his job.
Putting the man on blast.
You say, what happened?
Marcus T was just on the line just a few minutes ago.
Who that?
Marcus T from Hush Radio. Mr.
Shouts out to Marcus T, man. Yeah, man. Shouts out to my dude, man, you know. You know, this time the creator of the Time Make Social Club. Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day.
Yeah.
Up to my dude, man. So, man, this thing star-studded, huh? You got DJ Samora popping through. You got Marcus T popping through. You got the one and only Lushy Lush from Lush Radio Online. Man, it don't get no better than that, man. I mean,
And we had our guest today, Vola, the first lady of Grand Hustle. And guess what? She said she is. Vola is African. She's Nigerian, dog. Watch out now. Ow.
Okay.
Holla,
you know, Trey Major. You know what I'm saying? On Urban Entertainment, we said we does the name Trey Major.
You know?
That's how you doing. You're doing Trey Major already.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to support my girl, DJ Samora. You know what I'm saying? All that she doing, man. If y'all really need to get y'all stuff spent on the college radio movement, all that stuff, and everything online, man, you need to holler at this girl. How can they submit music to you, girl?
Submit your music to urbanntradio@gmail.com. You know, for the mixtape, for the show. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know, you have clean versions, because the college radio, they don't play. You know what I'm saying? We got to have a clean version for that, but submit your music to urbanntradio@gmail.com.
And you know what, everybody, man, I got to thank Renacy for introducing me to DJ Samora and my other DJ Hustle and everything. You know, I got to call Renacy the connector, because he likes to connect good people with good people.
Now, you know,
red, like he said when I'm lying, he said real recognized real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, to me, it's all about building a team. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I see two bosses. You know what I'm saying? It's bosses, and you know, to build that team, you gotta have bosses with people that's in circles and people who got audiences, and those make the best team members. You know what I'm saying? Because you begin to pull all your clientele under one umbrella. And it fattens everything, man. It's a business move for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's real talk. And y'all need to be following Renacy. Like, y'all talking about being seen all over the internet. Like, Google me. Like, y'all need to holler at this dude right here. Because when you Google Renacy, it's like spelling Hennessy, but you put the R. I'm telling you, this dude is all over the internet. Renacy, give him your Twitter and stuff, man. Stop playing.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, I always make it simple and say everything.com/ /back/. I don't even know how you say it, but it's slash Renacy, RINNESSY. And, you know, I got the direct link to the Facebook just like that, too. You know what I'm saying? So Facebook.com/ Renacy is where you find me.
For real, and if y'all want to hit Bola, all them DJs that want to hit Bola up, you know what I'm saying? You know, she's on Twitter. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, Bola Black Betty Boop. You know what I'm saying?
Bola Black Betty Boop.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to see what she look like tonight.
Tonight, you crazy?
Black and Betty Boop on here. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my God.
No, but she's.
Bola, I don't even know you, but holla at your boy.
Yo, she's a beautiful young lady, very intelligent, very articulate, and she's Nigerian, and she's from ATL, and she signed a Grand Hustle, and we support her.
And she's a diva, a female.
And, you know, she's a diva.
And Bola, if you're listening still, you know, I mean, it's beautiful that you with Grand Hustle and all of that, but that's not why. I want to see what else you. What else is added to that package, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
Tennessee, you know what?
Look, I do this
all.
I
think you're on the wrong show.
No,
I think you're off the radio, man.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's just some radio flirting. That's it, man.
Okay.
I'm a business.
He was just flirting indirectly.
Holler at your boy, too, Bola. Holler at your boy.
Yeah, but... You know, but we got nothing but love for Bola. I just wish so much success.
You had enough of Bola.
I'm so proud of her and everything that she's doing. And we just, you know, we just support her. And, you know, I mean, she's worked with, you know, Young Dro, Young Jock, Young L.A., you know, DJ Drama. And, you know, she's been doing some real serious stuff. So y'all really need to watch out for her. And definitely hit up MNS Media, you know what I'm saying? And hit them up, you know, because they definitely are doing a lot of things. So it's mnsmedia@gmail.com for interviews, meetings, greets, and any kind of inquiries. You know, just hit her up, you know. And if you want bookings or drops, if you want drops, holla at Poe. It's info@bosstypeent.com. BossTypeEnt.com, Poe or Robin for drops or anything, inquiries or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, I need you to go ahead just when you email me the track and your homeboy, all what it, the one with Willie from Day 26, go ahead email me that all together. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and email you all that too. That's what's up. You already know what it is, man. If we ain't working together, then we ain't working at all. You already know what it is. Shout out to Hush Radio, man. Yeah, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? And because we have a couple of minutes, I want to shout out Diverse Media Group, LLC, MNS Media for definitely, you know, hooking this up. Shout out to my man Ernest. You already know what it is. Pisces in the building. And shout out to also Strictly 21 Clothing Line. They got the 21 City Tour for this independent artist, and I'm going to shoot you that info over there, DJ Some More, so you can send that out to the independent artist too. You already know what it is. And yeah, man, we getting it in, man. Shout out to DFM, Digital Fantasy Media, for all your commercials and stingers and all that jazz, man. Get at them. Yeah. You already know. So, you know what I'm saying?
And if you're on the Twitter, make sure you follow your girl, you know, Lush Radio Ola, and your girl, Urban, Real Urban ENT, you know what I'm saying? You got to follow, because you're missing out. RealUrbanENT.Neen.com, we doing big ish.
That's what it is, man.
That's real.
You know what it is, man. And you know what, man? I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I feel like taking it back, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what, though? Since, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give a tribute to Bola. I'm going to play Bola's record one. We're going to leave out with Bola's song. You know, Bola and Young L.A. Every Day. We're going to leave out and end this off with that. Because I was going to take it back with a little bit of...
First Lady of Grand Hustle, Bola. Featuring Young L.A. This joint is called Every Day.
MySpace.com/Bola's music page. DJ Pro Fluent, let's go.
Shopping every day, money every day.
This perfume smell the odor. The money I track will put your pockets in the coma. The loud pack aroma, straight post up in the corner. The haters watching me from Riverdale to Lithonia. A Grand Hustle member, I pick up or deliver. That Aquafina flow, I'm talking more than Season River. Linux small shopper, transformer popper. Shop open up and close like a high school locker. A lot of Gucci this and a lot of Louis that. True religions on my back, got that Coogi on the rack. I'm bad as hell, stop every day, hang on. I'm with Leland and we in and out of soul, smoking droll, we be
coolin' every day, ballin' every day. Demon market hopping, I be shopping every day. Money every day, guapin' every day. Pocket double whopper, they be slappy every day.
Y'all already know the Black Betty Boop.
Shopping even, but I did that yesterday. 50 for the Dakey, I'ma blow it anyway. Many more true religion, that's like every day. Black boy, white boy, swag too, that's just how we play. And we love our vegetables, broccoli every day. Pocket double whopper, they be sloppy every day. All the camera flashing, paparazzi's every day. Push up in my blood, that's like every day. Do it be tomorrow like I didn't do that today. Push up in my plan, I say that's like every day. Do it be tomorrow like I didn't do that today. Cooling every day, falling every day. Demon market hopping, I be shopping every day. Money every day, guapping every day. Pocket double whopper, they be sloppy every day.
DJ Pro Fluent, let's go.